USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Hurricane Center is stressing that Hurricane Dorian is likely to be a slow-moving storm.
So it looks like just offshore Sunday evening, and then by Monday morning through all the day Monday, even into Tuesday, start seeing those tropical storm force winds make it onshore and continue to push inland.
That's Ken Graham, director of the National Hurricane Center, speaking on Fox News. Now, the storm could be a Category 4 hurricane with winds of around 140 miles an hour once it reaches the Florida coast. Parents are being urged to vaccinate their kids for measles before sending them back to school. There are 6 active measles outbreaks in the United States and a record number of cases since the disease was wiped out in 2000. Your final numbers on Wall Street heading into this holiday weekend. The Dow closed up 41 points to close at 26403. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
The Justice Department's Inspector General found former FBI Director James Comey acted improperly by sharing memos he kept on President Trump. Republican Congressman from New York Peter King reacts to the news.
It's not just anyone can make a mistake, release a document by error, misclassify a certain document. No, we're talking about a systematic effort here. So I found this shocking.
More tariffs on Chinese goods are set to take effect this Labor Day weekend. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A 15% tariff set to go into effect on billions of Chinese imports on Sunday, a consequence of the ongoing U.S. trade war. The goods include clothing, TVs, diapers, coffee, meat, cheese, and textbooks. Consumers might not notice a big jump in the price right away, though, because several big retailers and suppliers have stocked up on goods in advance of the tariffs taking effect.
Expect to pay a little bit more for coffee, meat, and cheese. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as Hurricane Dorian is set to make landfall sometime late Sunday or early Monday, many people are wondering what they should do. Former FEMA advisor Brock Long joins Fox News and reminds us,
citizens in this country are the true first responder for any type of emergency or disaster, and so it's the actions that they take right now. Taking action now will help bolster the overall response, because responses to an event like this is a team sport. It starts with neighbor helping neighbor all the way to the Federal Emergency Management Agency that truly works its tail off to serve other people. So, you know, the most important thing, document the stuff, document your house, the contents within it. Make sure that you're heeding all warnings that are issued by local officials within the county emergency management area, and heed them quickly.
Turning now to politics, Democratic New Jersey Senator and 2020 presidential hopeful Cory Booker is on the campaign trail, campaigning in Norman, Oklahoma, where he's calling for stricter gun laws.
Where people are killed in schools. Children shot under their desks.
Booker is one of the 10 Democratic candidates to qualify for the next debate in September. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.